of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston-Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It'll be mostly cloudy today with a chance of a few flurries and a high of 37, down to 17 tonight. Ed Kieser will be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Opponents of Governor Rob Blagojevich's plan to close Pontiac Correctional Center took their concerns to Springfield, standing outside of the state capitol yesterday. Officials of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and others claimed that the prison's closing will disrupt families' lives and risk the safety of Illinois prison inmates and employees. The governor says he wants to cease operations at the aging Pontiac prison and fully open the newer Thompson Correctional Center, claiming the move would save the state about $4 million a year. Opponents of the closure say not only won't the state save that much money, but also the Pontiac area economy will suffer deeply without the prison. It's the county's second largest employer behind Caterpillar. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking on several Illinois state parks and historic sites set to close at the end of this month. Supporters want to keep them open and are taking their message to the state capitol. Sean Crawford has more.
Keith Welch of Belleville, dressed as a French infantryman would have looked 300 years ago, stood in the Capitol Rotunda along with other reenactors. They're hoping to convince the governor to keep operating the targeted sites. Welch participates in reenactments at Fort Deschartes in southwestern Illinois, which was built by the French in the early 1700s.
This is like somebody closing down Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. This is part of our history, like Gettysburg is part of Pennsylvania history. You shut down all these forts, and Illinois history is just in a history book. And that's what we're trying to save.
Welch and others say the sites provide a hands-on educational experience for the public. Members of the group that made the trip to the Capitol say even if their fort is closed, they won't give up. They're already talking about hiring a lobbyist to promote their cause and possibly starting a private fundraising effort. Governor Rob Blagojevich says he'll close the sites as part of a budget-cutting move. Lawmakers approved additional money to keep the sites open, but the governor has so far yet to agree. I'm Sean Crawford.
There's a shakeup at the State House with lawmakers resolving leadership battles on both sides of the aisle. Illinois Senate Democrats last night picked Chicago and John Cullerton to become their leader, putting him in line to become Senate president in January. And Senate Republicans resolved a leadership battle of their own. They elected Christine Madonio of Lamont, making her the first woman to win one of the legislature's top leadership posts. Cullerton and Madonio will start their new jobs in January when a new General Assembly is sworn in. It will be the first major changes in the Springfield cast of characters since 2003, when three of the four legislative leaders entered their current positions. We'll have more on this story coming up in a few minutes. A report released by the March of Dimes finds that too many Illinois babies are born too soon and too small. Jenna Dooley has that story.
The state received a D grade for premature births. 13% of babies born in Illinois don't reach 37 weeks in the womb, and those last 2 weeks are crucial for a baby's overall development. Illinois State Representative Patty Belloc, a Hinsdale Republican, says the state needs to ramp up awareness and funding to study the source of preterm births.
Later on in life, we're going to address those issues anyways in the schools and in other things by the results of premature birth, which lots of times can be like cerebral palsy, blindness, disabilities. So it's extremely important to address those issues with children.
The March of Dimes has found that having twins or triplets or more and C-sections are risk factors for early births. Vermont has the lowest premature birth rate at 9%, and Mississippi has the highest at 18%. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The Indiana House will once again invite clergy members and other guests to give opening prayers before legislative work begins. A U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals panel ruled last year that taxpayers who sued over the prayers did not have the legal standing. So as lawmakers gathered for an organization day at the State House on Tuesday, the House started its business with a prayer. One new rule, though, puts the prayer before the period when representatives register their presence. House Speaker Patrick Bauer says that makes the prayer optional and voluntary. The ACLU of Indiana represented the taxpayers in the previous lawsuit and says it could bring another lawsuit if sectarian prayers continue. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather on the birthday anniversary of Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
I know he was a baseball commissioner.
Yeah, among other things. He was a federal judge and a baseball commissioner. I always liked that name, Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
That's quite a name.
Quite a name.
To say the least.
We have some very cold nights coming up, at least for the next couple of nights. And is that the coldest it's been? How cold has it been so far?
That's a good question.
17 going to set it there for this season?
Well, so far, yeah, I think so. I'm looking back at a few of our statistics here, and actually they're pretty close to updated. I think 21 is our lowest so far this season. On the 10th of the month, we did get down to 21 degrees. I can do a quick check here. I know where all the statistics are on the computer here. And just by the way, I'm giving the